From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. There are reports of civilians being used as human shields in Mosul. As a collection of forces moves toward a Iraq city of Mosul, witnesses are reporting Islamic State fighters taking civilians from outlying villages and using them as human shields as they seek to defend the last major urban area they control in the country. So far, the Iraqi-led operation has involved retaking villages on a march toward Mosul from the south, east, and the north. The United Nations says more than 10,000 civilians have fled their homes in and around Mosul, raising concern about their well-being and the availability of humanitarian resources. Lise Grande is the UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Iraq.
Civilians are at extreme risk from crossfire, from possible artillery barrage. We understand that ISIL has booby-trapped large parts of the city. We're very worried about snipers. Also, in a worst-case scenario, we can't rule out the possibility that there might be a chemical weapons attack.
Human Rights Watch also expressed concern Thursday about Kurdish forces who are playing a major role in the offensive and what the group says is their arbitrary detention of men and teenage boys leaving Mosul. The group says, according to others who fled, the men and boys over the age of 15 are separated from their families for extra screening to make sure they're not linked to Islamic State, and that process can take weeks. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said it and Iraqi health authorities are accelerating their response to the flow of people out of Mosul, including moving 46 mobile health clinics to areas of priority across the country of Iraq. This is VOA News.